Families requiring access to genetic testing and clinical genetic expertise face significant challenges due to long waiting times and lack of access. That's what a research team in UCD, which has been looking at Irish clinical genetic services over a two-year period, and their principal investigator, Professor Sally Ann Lynch, is here to tell us what they found and what they're recommending. So let's start with some definitions, Professor Sally Ann Lynch. What is genetic testing? Why does it matter?
So first of all, this report was commissioned by the Adelaide Health Foundation. So credit to them for tendering the process, and we won the grant, if you like. And so the genetic testing we do is for lots of kind of common conditions such as cystic fibrosis, people might have heard of, Huntington's disease, but also things like sudden adult death. A lot of sudden adult death has a genetic basis, and also things like breast cancer. Some, about 5% of breast cancer will have a genetic basis. So it affects all areas of the body. There's genetic conditions affecting all parts of the body, and you know, a lot of rare conditions as well as other disorders.
So these are diseases and conditions that come from a person's individual genetic code. They're born with it. And so these genes can run through families. Is that what genetic testing is trying to find out?
Yes, in largely. So that sometimes people can be at low risk of having, you know, and sometimes people can be at high risk. So our job is to estimate that risk for individuals within a family. And if people are at high risk, offer advice on ways to either prevent the condition happening, or else, for example, if they're at high risk of having an affected child with a serious condition, what reproductive options would be available to them. That's our role.
And there's a lot that is going on in the area of genetic testing in Ireland. These are services that are available to people, but are the dots all joined up? Is it as efficient, as effective as it could be?
No, I think that's what our report is showing. So if we compare ourselves maybe to Northern Ireland, they have a sort of a centralised approach to genetic testing. And the important thing to be aware is genetic testing is very expensive. So many of the tests we would do would cost over €1,000 per test. So if you're born in Altnagelvin or Daisy Hill in the north, your samples get channeled through the Belfast lab, which is staffed appropriately and has the clinical scientists with the expertise and experience to determine the best test that should be done under the circumstances. And also they can pick up whether the test has been duplicated. Now, in contrast, in the Republic of Ireland, we have a rather scattergun approach to genetic testing, and we're not picking up duplicates because the samples are being dispatched from all over individual hospitals. And they're not being just channeled through one centre. So duplication is occurring. And that
when you say duplication, what's the consequence of that? What does that mean?
So I suppose, first of all, a lot of genetic tests are once in a lifetime tests. You don't need to repeat them. And what we're noticing is that duplication does occur. So one part of the report looked at one test, and we could see a duplication rate of about 6% and a waste for that particular test of about €21,000.
Because once the sample is taken, even if the tests for more information can come along later, and you can use that same sample instead of having to repeat a test and put people through that expensive process all over again.
Absolutely. And it's just that there is no interconnectivity between different hospitals' IT systems. So the doctor in hospital A doesn't know what the doctor in hospital B ordered. And so the kind of information flow isn't going through. Whereas if it was done in one laboratory, you'd be able to improve. There are clinical risks associated with the sort of scattergun approach as well, which is a huge concern, and also waste. So, for example, you can get parental samples going to one lab and the child sample going to another. And then
because different hospitals are using different labs and
yes,
tests have been carried
and
out.
It's
in different
not
places.
Their fault. Yeah. So you do need a sort of national diagnostic stewardship. This needs to be led from the top. You can't expect individual laboratories around Ireland to fix this issue. It has to be led from the top.
So do you have a set of recommendations in this report? What would you like to see happen?
I think we would like to see the service moving to a more centralised approach, and also to allow better connectivity between hospitals so people know what tests are being done, and also that there's a better audit trail of a sample so we know where it's gone, and also that the parental samples, where possible, track with the child samples. Mm.
And would this cost money or would this save money?
It would probably save a lot of money. The duplication rate that we were observing, if you put this across nationally, is possibly wasting maybe 1 to 2 million. That's the best guesstimate, but that's what we would reckon.
€1 to 2 million?
Yes, most likely. If you look at a 6% duplication rate, which we observe from one part of a study, and you extrapolated that up to genetic testing that's been done in Ireland, it's probably in the order right. of 1 to 2 million.
And does this involve setting up a national, designating one place as the national laboratory and putting the resources in there? Or is this something that will evolve naturally as we eventually, hopefully, get this digital patient ID system up and
running? I think the first thing that you've said, we hope will happen. And in fact, the National Genomics and Genetics Office have just put out to tender last week a call for a centralisation of service, which we really welcome, to ask laboratories to tender to be the centralised lab for send out testing, for dispatch testing. So everything is channeled through one office.
And of course, there is, you know, in the age of GDPR, there is great sensitivity about the handling of somebody's personal data from their own bodies. So presumably, again, part of any, you know, and we have it in place already, but we would need to develop the legal and ethical framework around some national centre.
That's absolutely the case. And that's indication in the report as well. And consent for genetic testing is obligatory. It's a legal requirement. So that's really
which presumably
important.
Is informed consent. So
yes.
That would involve a serious amount of discussion.
Yes, you're meant to get sort of genetic counselling before and after testing. And privacy is really important, like you indicated. And GDPR is really important, but the only thing that can hinder is reports not being accessible to clinicians looking after patients. So there's a sort of two-edged sword. You're trying to keep things private on hospital systems, mm-hmm. but at the same time, if you're caring for a patient, you do need to know the result.
It's a fascinating area, and hopefully it will all be developed and more families, more and more people will find themselves benefiting from this new medicine.
Yeah, and we were thrilled to hear about the, you know, that putting out to tender for the laboratory last week from the NGGO office. It's a definite move in the right direction.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming in and talk. And by the way, that report, if anybody wants to see it in full, it's going up where today?
On the Adelaide Health Foundation website, because they were the people who commissioned
the report.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in
thank
to talk
you.
To us.